Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, Salamu Alaikum, and so welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're going to speak about the etiquettes of speaking in Islam. So be with us. Salamu Alaikum. On Friday, we are here, 26th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, verses 43 to 44 of chapter Taha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Idhhaba ila fir'auna innahu tagha.
Go, both of you, to Pharaoh. Indeed, he has transgressed.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
And speak to him with gentle speech, that perhaps he may be reminded or fear Allah.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A preacher or an emissary should be brave, decided, and impenetrable so that the palace power and dignity of the cruel ruler do not make him terrified in accomplishing his mission, or that in negligence from the remembrance of Allah he leaves out the necessary explicitness. The first step is enjoining right and forbidding wrong, and guiding the society is a gentle speech. Even in facing with the most tyrannical ones, at first the words should be clement and kind. Never must we be despair of the guidance of others. The topic of this episode is the etiquettes of speaking in Islam. One loses sense in talking absurdities and aimlessly. Those who want to impress others in meeting by their talk, they speak so glibly and endlessly that the words come out from their mouth like rain water. Although they try to convince others that they are very wise, intelligent, and far-sighted, but sometimes the impression created by their long, winding speeches is quite the contrary. And from their talk, people feel that there is no relation between what they want the people to believe about them and what actually they are. When a man wants to contemplate over his position and wants to organize his religious thoughts, he runs away from the atmosphere of noise and uproar and takes shelter in quiet place. And therefore, if Islam recommends silence and considers it a means of civilized training, then it is not at all surprising. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Adopt silence. This is a way of causing Satan to run away. It's a support to you in the matter of your religion."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we shall be talking about the etiquettes of good speaking in Islam. How to speak well and how to contact others and talk to others in a right manner. One of the things that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did, and the Imams, alayhi wa sallam, also followed, was that whenever someone had an ugly and inappropriate name, they would change it to a beautiful and appropriate name. One day a person came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. That day Imam Kadhim alayhi salam had just been born. The Imam said to that person that he had a newborn child. That person went forward and stood above the cradle of Imam Kadhim alayhi salam to greet him. Although Imam Kadhim alayhi salam was in the cradle, he said, "Change the name of your daughter, name her Fatima." He was surprised that a child in the cradle could speak and know the unseen. He had given his daughter a name that was not appropriate. He changed that name to Fatima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do not make your calling of the messenger among yourselves as the call of one of you to another." That is, call the messenger of Allah with respect and honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran always mentions the Prophet with expressions such as, "O Messenger, O Prophet, O you who wraps himself, O you who covers himself." In any case, we should not give each other bad and unpleasant names or titles or names mixed with humor and jokes. We should seriously avoid cursing. This issue is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden cursing idols so that they do not insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Idols are made of wood and stone and have no value or validity. But in order to avoid mutual cursing by the polytheist to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one should refrain from cursing them. And do not insult those they invoked other than Allah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and do's and don'ts of a conversation. Actually, you should say between you and me, not between you and I. If a grammatical mistakes make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, you may find it difficult to restrain yourself from correcting the errors of others. But a conversation is no time to be pedantic. You'll come off a smug and patronizing and bring any rapport you are building with the person to a screeching halt. Don't miss the forest for the trees. Actually, if grammatical mistakes make the air on the back of your neck stand up, you might want to look into taking up some new hobbies. On the continuation of today's special, we learn this from the manners of speech. It is forbidden to lie in order to make others laugh. The last messenger of Allah say, "Vow to him who tells things speaking falsely to make people laugh. Vow to him, vow to him." Avoid using words which say or imply that another person is a disbeliever, an innovator in their religion, or an evildoer, unless, of course, you have clear proofs. Avoid saying the people are destroyed. The Prophet said, when a man says the people are destroyed, then he is most destroyed among them.
If I speak in a way that compromises that goal, even though the speech may be right and truthful, even though it may be sound and accurate, I will lose the ultimate goal that I am seeking to be able to achieve. Therefore, in the first instance, don't speak to Fir'aun in such a way that's going to create a block between you and him. Speak to him softly, gently, so that it may open the doors to him thinking. Whereas, if you shout at him or embarrass him, then actually this will do the opposite to what is your ultimate goal. Speaking truth to power, here you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with a very beautiful logic that we are expected to understand. And then, of course, comes the raising of the game as well. There are times we need to raise our voice more distinctly, speak more directly, which we will come to. But the starting position, the foundation of which is to be able to speak softly, get your message across for people to be able to hear and understand, and for it not to be lost in any way. Turn to Surah An-Nazi'at, chapter number 79 of the Holy Quran, from verse number 15 onwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam going to Fir'aun. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. It's very similar here, isn't it? Go to Pharaoh. Why? He has been inordinate. فقل, say to him, هل لك إلى أن تزكى? Do you have a desire to purify yourself? وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ. I will guide you to your Lord so that you may fear. Again, look at the goal. The goal is not the speech. The goal is not the words itself. The goal is to be able to change the internal state of Fir'aun. It's very interesting if you really question it and think about a pharaoh or a pharaonic character. And you went to him and said these words, هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى? Will you not purify yourself? Does a pharaoh seek self-purification, self-discipline? Be honest, does he seek that? No. So isn't it an interesting question? Will you not purify yourself?
So now we finish another episode of today's special under the topic of the etiquettes of speech according to Islamic point of view. Thank you for your company and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي